来，让我们祷告。
Father God, we want to praise you and thank you for the freedom to worship you in this place. We thank you that the God that we worship is alive, that we have a living hope in you. Father, we praise you and thank you, God, for the freedom to meditate on your word and to serve you in this place. And Father, help us to remember what you have called us for, that each one of us has a divine purpose in this world. And we ask you, God, to open our spiritual ears, eyes, and heart to understand your message this morning. And prompt us, Holy Spirit, to become a doer of your word through the power of your Holy Spirit. We ask you to be our master teacher and preacher this morning. We ask you, God, to just work in us and through us. And we want to dedicate this time to you. Be honored, be glorified, Father. And we ask the Holy Spirit to freely speak to us in a very special and mighty way. And we ask you, God, for your double portion of your anointing, your wisdom and guidance be upon me and Sister Jojo as we explain your word. This all we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
亲爱的天父，我们在这里向你同心协议的向你献上我们的感谢与赞美。主啊，我们感谢你，让我们今天在这样的早上，让我们可以自由的来敬拜你。主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们这样的机会。主啊，我们恳请你的圣灵来与我们同在，与我们每一个人同在，打开我们的眼睛、我们的心灵和我们的耳朵，让我们都能够听见你的话语。主啊，求你的圣灵来与我们同在，求你亲自对我们每一个人说话，让我们成为我们的教导我们的天父，让我们每个人都听见你的话语，也能够让我们思想，主啊，你呼召我们都是为了什么样的目的？主啊，让我们都能听见你的话语，都能够心意坚定的来跟随你，让我们都能成为你的门徒，而不只是属于听到的一个阶段。主啊，愿你亲自与我们同在。这样的祈求祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Go and make disciple. In this verse, there are three commands of God. One, go and make disciple of all nations. Second command, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.And the third, and teach them to obey everything I have commanded you. And God's promise, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
Would you mind to speak like
that? Okay. So, there are three instruction or command of God. Go and make disciple.
Can you just stop like that? 今天的主题是去使万民做我的门徒，做我的门徒。在这里面有三个使命，去使万民做我的门徒。
Baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
父子和圣灵的名。
And the third is, teach them to obey everything I have commanded you.
教导他们遵守凡我所吩咐你们的。
And God's promise, and surely, not maybe, the God's promise here, take note, every promise of God is definite, is certain, and surely, definitely, I am with you, always, not sometimes, to the very end of the age.
那主的承诺是什么呢？主的承诺就是说，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。主的承诺，他不是说是可能或者是也许，他是非常肯定的。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
When you're given a promise and it is sure, isn't it you feel good? Because it is definitely will come. It's not maybe. It is surely God will be with us.
当我们听到一个承诺的时候，如果我们知道这个承诺是非常非常肯定的，我们是不是会感到高兴？因为知道这是肯定会发生的。
And that should wipe out all our worries, our cares, our concern, knowing that God is with us.
那就会除去我们一切的担忧、烦恼或者是恐惧，因为主与我们同在，这是他的承诺。
Go and make disciple in Greek is called matateo.
去十万名做门徒，就是在希腊文里面，它的这个文字叫做 Matthew。
That is to make disciple, to make a disciple.
它的意义是说成为门徒或者使人做门徒。
So we are asked, even when I was a new Christian, before I became a pastor, is that we look for someone that we can mentor, that we can disciple in the church. So when God calls you, wherever is that, someone who would replace you is ready. Whatever is your role in the church, is that we encourage you to choose someone that you could mentor, that you could disciple, that ready.To serve the Lord.
当我们在教会的时候，当我们他说在还没有成为牧师之前，有的时候我们在教会，我们常常要寻求那么一个人。那这样一个人呢，就是说我们可以跟他成为一个门徒的关系的，或者说是他已经预备好的就是为主所预备好的，然后我们可以跟他有一个互相教导的关系。
When I was a chemistry teacher back in the Chinese school, I make use of every opportunity that God has given me.To make use of my profession, and during my break time, lunch time, I choose the naughtiest student in the school and would pray with that child day by day. And I did that for that time that was given to me.
Kathy 姐妹她曾经是一个学校的化学老师，她经常在这个做老师的时候呢，他经常会常常的为他的学生祷告，尤其是为那些比较淘气的学生祷告，常常的为他们祷告，求神来感动他。
And to see my student who is the naughtiest in the school, to see them following Jesus, becoming a pastor and leader in their church, isn't it amazing? We need to be intentional, not sometimes, but we need to be intentional in making disciples.
当我看到就是他的当 Kathy 说看到他的学生就非常淘气的学生，但是最后都能够成为跟随主的门徒，能够成为在教会里面都可以成为侍奉的同工的时候，心里的高兴是非常非常满足的。所以我们都应该抓住一切的机会，然后去使人做门徒。
Why is this called a great commission, do you think?
为什么大家认为这是一个大使命呢？
It is called a great commission because it is given by the one great and only God.
因为这是我们独一的真神对我们的对我们的命令。
A God who is in control, a God who is the creator of heaven and earth.
因为我们的神他是创造宇宙万物的真神，独一的真神。
A God who is a giver of life and the author of life.
他是生命的主，他是
And a God who is sovereign and a powerful God.
他是一切生命的主宰。
But the problem here sometimes is the word go. When we go, we need to leave something behind. And that sometimes pull us back.
这里比较重要的是说去。但是当我们说去的时候，那就意味着我们要把一些东西放下，留在我们的后面。
And Jesus did himself when he asked, when the God the Father sent him on earth, he has to leave everything in heaven.
就像我们的主耶稣基督一样，当天父差遣他来到世间的时候，他把所有的荣耀都留在了天上。
In God, when Jesus told to his disciple, go and make disciple, and then God is telling that to us, to each one of us. And go here means you may need to leave your comfort zone, your best bed, your best car, maybe your family, your security here.
神呼召我们说要去的时候，那就意味着他要呼召我们，让我们离开我们自己的一个安逸的一个环境离开你的家人，离开你认为安全的地方。
And sometimes with so much things that we have bought, and sometimes it's holding us back not to leave our comfort zone.
但是有的时候我们有太多的物质上的东西，它会让我们就是会犹豫。
And because of those things that God had blessed us.Holding us backward, sometimes that's also crippled us or stopped us from following Jesus.
有的时候，主所赏赐我们的一切，让我们都觉得非常安逸的环境，我们的所拥有的一切，反而有时候会成为我们跟随主的一个阻拦。
And go here means we have to love the unkind or the unlovable people.
在这个时候也会说，如果我们去的时候，我们可能要爱一些让我们觉得不那么可爱的人。
And go here means we should be willing to adopt a new environment that is not as safe or as good or as clean as Australia.
去有的时候还需要我们去适应一个新的环境，也许是一个新的文化，一个传统，学习新的语言。
Adopt a new culture, tradition, and learn a new language. That must be difficult. Flexible, and at times be willing to disturb our quiet or time of rest.
就是我们要去，就意味着我们要到一个新的地方去，要学习新的文化、传统和语言，而且我们的有时候自己的时间和休息，有随时可能会被打断。
And sometimes God is calling us to live a simple life and make sacrifices.
有的时候主呼召我们会过一个简单的生活，然后要牺牲自己。
I have one friend here in Australia.He owns thousands of acres of land.
我在澳大利亚有一个朋友，他有很多很多的田地。
But to see him, he's a rich man, no doubt.
他是很有钱的人，不可否认。
But you know what he does with his wealth?
你知道他对他的财富做了什么吗？
He would support a lot of missionaries like me. And he has lived a life that is simple.And make sacrifices.
他虽然是这么有钱的一个人，但是他过的是非常简单的生活，同时他支持了很多像我这样的宣道士。
He has an old car, can even buy a good one. But I said, why don't you bless yourself? Thank you, you're blessing us, but you should bless yourself.
他开的是一辆很旧的车，他完全可以买一辆新车。然后Kathy 会跟他说你为什么这个不让自己过的生活好一点呢？
And he said, Kathy, when I die, I cannot bring this big car or new car with me. I don't know how long is my life. I just want to serve God through serving and supporting missionaries like you.
他说 Kathy, 当我死去的时候，我这个车都带不走的。我也不知道我的生命还有多久，所以我不需要这样的东西，我只需要来侍奉主。
And that may be a sacrifice for you. You already have one bag, Gucci or whatever branded is that. Instead of buying a good one or more, is think of a lot of children out there, no food on their table, no even clothes to wear, or not even a slipper for their foot.
对于有些人来说，他可以买很多奢侈的东西，所以少买几个对他来说，也许就已经是一种牺牲了。但是我们要想想，这个世界上其实还有很多的人很多的孩子们，他们可能就是这三餐都是不计的。
So that's a sacrifice that we can make, and even the children. How blessed you are that your parents have provided everything that you have, and how can you be part?Of God's global mission.
对于我们的年轻人来说也是一样的。你们其实要想想，其实你们是非常多么的蒙福。你们有非常好的环境，有很多的父母都为你提供了一切的可能性，让你来学习。那这样的话，你们是为什么？如果你们就是离开了这个上帝的大使命的话，你们想想，是不是会觉得有点可惜呢
？And one thing we teach our Sunday school children.Is that in every penny or in every dollar that you can save, put that in a coin bank, and at the end of the month, you can give that to support a child to make a difference in their life.
我们在这个主日学的时候，有时候我们会教导我们的孩子，如果你可以的话，你把你能够省下来的一分钱或者是一块钱，把它放在你的零钱袋里面，这样攒上一个星期之后，你拿来奉献给主，这样子其实可以帮助到更多的孩子。
Maybe you can save few dollars or one coffee. We love coffee, isn't it? But we can save that. and put it in a coin bank and choose to use those few coins that we're serving for the children, for the students who are here. And that's how you can support a child back out there, to support a child or a woman who never been to school.
我们有的时候就是非常非常少的一点点的奉献，也会在其他的地方做出很大的不同。就比如说，哪怕我们每一天把我们喜欢喝的咖啡我们减掉了，我们把买咖啡的钱省下来，这样子我们积少成多，然后我们可以把这个奉献给我们的主，让他在另外的宣教合场时候可以做很多不一样的这种东西。
How do we make disciples? Is to teach them to live a righteous, holy, and life that pleases the Lord.
我们如何来训练门徒呢？就是希望他们可以过简单的生活，然后我们过圣洁的生活，跟随主。
We are called to make disciples, not converts.
我们被呼召是要成为门徒，而不是仅仅是信徒。
Because converting people is the work of the Holy Spirit.
让人相信是圣灵的工作。
Our role is to make disciples.
但是我们的主需要呼召我们是成为门徒。
And we'll discuss this a little bit more later. Jesus came to save all mankind from eternal death. And he will come back when everyone has heard the gospel, either they receive it or reject it.
Sorry, can you just pray again? Okay.
Jesus came to save all mankind from eternal death.
耶稣来是为了拯救世人。
And Jesus will come back when everyone has heard the gospel.
当每一个人都听到福音之后，耶稣会再来。
So our role is to share what God has done in our lives and how God is answering our prayer. That's our story.Nobody can question you of that. All you have to do is to share that to your friends, to your neighbors, to your colleagues, to your family, to your relatives.
所以我们所需要做的就是跟别人分享我们的见证，我们来宣讲我们的，我们来传讲福音，这是我们所可以做的，没有人可以把它从我们的夺去。所以我们要跟我们的家人、朋友和我们的亲戚来分享我们的见证。
The key.Of that eternal life is in your hands. Will you keep that to yourself? But God has called you to share that good news wherever God has placed you in this.
通往永生的钥匙就在我们的手里。神希望我们可以把这个消息去跟更多的人分享。
For there's no other way to go to heaven. Because Jesus said in John 14 verse 6,Jesus is the only way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through me.
因为天下人间没有赐下别的名可以凭着来拯救，就像在约翰福音十四章六节里面说的，耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理和生命，若不藉着我，没有人能到父那里去。”
Let us be excited, having the good news in our hands, and God that placed you in that marketplace, in that business.In that work, in that company, in that institution, in that store, wherever you are working, wherever you are studying, God had placed you in that position to be God's salt and light of those people who don't know Jesus.
让我们都要为我们所听到的福音感到激动。上帝把我们放在我们所现在所在的地方，不管你是在一个公司里，还是在学校里，还是在什么样的地方，神都把我们放在那里，有他的一个目的。他希望我们可以成为光和盐，可以通过我们，神可以把他的福音可以传到更多的人。
Let's take every opportunity, every privilege that God has given to us. They are not Christian. They may not believe.You have lots of question and hesitation and doubts. Rebuke that in Jesus' name. Just share. They accept it or not, your role is to share.
我们需要，我们需要为福音更加热切的去跟别人去分享，因为对于对方来说，他接受或者不接受福音是神的工作，但是对于我们来说，是不是跟别人分享是我们所以可以做的。所以只要我们大胆的去分享，其他的事情都可以交在主的手里。
Let us not take our life or what Jesus did for us for granted. Let us not take it so simple. God made it simple for us to be saved from our eternal, from eternal death, because we know that sin, penalty of sin is death. But through Christ, we are saved.
让我们不要把神为我们所做的一切当作理所当然的。罪的工价乃是死，主为我们在十字架上所付出的成就了我们将来可有的永生。虽然神把这一切做得好像是非常简单，是为了我们，但是神不希望我们仅仅停留在这里，让我们不要轻看了神所为我们所造成的恩典。
Jesus the Son of GodThe King of all kings, the Creator of heaven and earth, has left everything in heaven, all his comfort, everything he has left in heaven, and come here on earth to save you and me.
耶稣是天父的唯一的独生子，他是天父的爱子，他离开了天上的一切，离开了在天上所有一切的荣华，来到这个世界上，是为了拯救你和我。
Jesus, from birth to death, he suffered for you and me.
耶稣从诞生一直到他死去，他都在痛苦苦的挣扎中，都是为了你或者我。
The Jewish people were expecting extravagant because he's the king, the savior will come. So they're expecting something. That's why until now they don't receive Jesus because he was born in a manger, in a poorest condition. Jesus was born in a manger. You know what a manger is? Where the animal eat? That's where Jesus was placed when he was born.
当耶稣出生的年代，当时的犹太人都在盼望弥赛亚的到来。他们想着弥赛亚的到来一定是非常尊贵，非常非常尊贵，非常大的一件事情，所以他们没有办法认出耶稣作为人类的救主来到这个世间。他是诞生在一个马槽里的。大家想想，马槽是一个喂这个马的一个地方。
Jesus was born in the poorest condition that he can identify with the poorest person in this world. He can identify with our pain, with our struggles.With our challenges, with our suffering.
耶稣诞生在如此贫穷的一个环境下，所以他可以明白我们一切的，我们的痛苦，我们的挣扎，我们的问题。
Jesus fully understood what poverty means. Poverty, poor condition.
耶稣他能够明白我们的一切的问题。
Isn't it wonderful to know that the God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, can identify and understand what you're going through?
耶稣能够明白我们一切的，他能够知道我们所经历的，他能够明白我们的实际的困难。
And Jesus born in that normal or in that poorest community.
耶稣出生在一个很普通的一个社区。
And Jesus in his time, he served here on earth for 3 years.
他在世界上他有三年的服侍的时间。
In a Jewish culture, to be removed, your clothes is being removed, that's very shameful, that's very embarrassing.
在犹太人的文化里面把衣服脱光是非常羞辱的一件事情。
Let us go back in the time when Jesus' time was about to be crucified.
当我们让我们把我们的眼睛转回到2000多年前，但耶稣被钉在十字架上的时候。
Jesus was crucified among the criminals.
耶稣被钉死在十字架上，和其他的犯罪同列。
He was humiliated. He was embarrassed.
他被羞辱。被嘲笑。
Jesus bore the pain. Can you imagine? If you accidentally hit yourself, how painful is that? With a nail, you know? How painful is that?
大家可以想象一下，如果有的时候你不小心伤到你的手了，其实非常疼，是不是？
When you watch, I would encourage you to watch the Passion of Christ, the movie.
有一个电影是讲耶稣传的，我建议大家可以看。
Encourage you to watch that, so you would understand somehow how Jesus went through excruciating, unimaginable pain for you to be saved and me.
我建议大家可以去看一下那部电影，在电影的时候，你可以看到耶稣经历了什么样的痛苦和挣扎，他这样的都是为了拯救你。
He was being hammered. How painful is that? The pain that Jesus bore just to give us a new life. Isn't it amazing how much God loves you and me that we can be saved, that we should be the one on the cross?
在十字架上，耶稣被用钉子钉在他的手上。他经历这样的痛苦都是为了拯救你和我，为了给你一个新的生命，我们才是那个应该被钉在十字架上的人。
Jesus took our shame, our guilt. Jesus experienced to be rejected, to be betrayed by his own friends. He was falsely accused, he was brutally killed and died to pay for our sin.
他在这个十字架上承担了我们一切的罪。耶稣在十字架上，他承担了我们的罪，他被人藐视，被人厌弃，多受痛苦，他被出卖，诬告，被杀，为我们的罪付上了代价。
The good news is, our God didn't remain dead.
但是好消息是，我们的天父，我们的救主，他没有死。
Jesus was resurrected three days after. And that's our living hope that the God that we worship is alive.
那成为我们的希望，因为我们敬拜的主他复活了。
In Jesus, there is a living hope that we can take in this world.
在耶稣里，我们有盼望。
Jesus paid and bare all those pain that we can have a new life.
他承担了我们所有的痛苦，为的是让我们有一个新的生命。
My dear brothers and sisters, is that not enough reminder for us that we should be compelled by the love of God, be moved, be motivated to follow Jesus?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这样的爱还不能感动你们吗？还不能让我们为我们的主感动，让我们可以更好的跟随他，听他的话。成为他顺命的儿女吗？
That we can be reconciled with God.
因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们成就的，让我们可以与神和好。
That anyone who received Christ become a sons and daughter of God.
让每一个接受主耶稣的人都可以成为神的儿女。
I would like to take this opportunity if there's anyone among you who haven'tReceive Christ as his Lord and Savior. I would like you to just raise your hand and we can pray for you. This may be the time that you can receive him.
在这里我想问，如果还没有认识主耶稣的，或者是还没有接受主耶稣为主的，我愿意为你们祷告。如果你们愿意的话，你们可以举下手。
Is there anyone among here who would like to make that commitment that yes,God, I accept you as my Lord and personal Savior.
有没有朋友或者是人愿意在这里说，主啊，我愿意接受你成为我的救主。
There's nothing to be ashamed because Jesus wasn't ashamed or didn't even thought of a second or was scared. He came here on earth boldly, suffered, died.For us.
这个没有什么不好意思的，因为我们的主，他来到这个世界上，他其实饱受各样的羞辱，但是他也依然没有犯罪，他为了你我的罪钉死在十字架上，为了就是让我们可以和天父和好。
Jesus did not only save us from our sin, but he wants to have a fellowship, an intimate personal relationship with him.
耶稣不仅仅是为了我们的罪付上代价，他还愿意我们和天父和好，让我们都可以跟他建立一个美好的关系。
God is a personal God. He is not a distant God, very far, no. The moment you call, He's there, willing to receive, accept, and help you.
主并不是高高在上，远不可及的一个主。当你承认他的那一天起，你就可以跟他建立起一个非常亲密和亲近的关系。
God wants to have a personal and close relationship with you moment by moment.
每时每刻，神都愿意跟你建立起互相亲近的关系。
God didn't just save us from eternal death, but His promise in John 10:10, I have come that I may give you life and life in abundance.
主并不是仅仅来拯救我们的罪，他说，我来是要给你生命，并且要更丰盛的生命。
And to give us a purpose and divine reason of living.
让我们的生命可以更有价值，让我们的人生可以更有目标。
And God wants to work through you and in you and to be involved in His global mission.
主希望可以在你的人生里面，他可以通过跟你一起来与主同行来改变你的人生。
I want you to watch this video that would remind us that Jesus' global mission is not yet completed. And God is looking for people whom He called His true disciples.
下面这个视频可以讲到就是一个关于大使命的视频，请大家观看。Let's
watch this.
The job is not done in the world that Christ gave us to do, and the mandate is still binding on us today. That's why we speak of unreached people groups. But the missions is the back-breaking, culture-penetrating, darkness-shattering initial work to penetrate, plant the church, see it flourish, get its own elders, train its own people, evangelize its own networks. That's the task of missions. It's not over. And that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. And the alternative is hell. And millions and millions and millions of people are on their way there. And we have the only means of escape in our hands and in our hearts, Jesus Christ.
Is there any prodigal sons on our city streets they run, searching for shelter? And there are homes broken down, people's hopes have fallen to the ground from failures. This is an emergency, and there are tears from the saints for the lost and unsaved. We're crying for them, come back home. We're crying for them, come back home. And all your children will stretch out their hands and pick up the crippled man. Father, we will lead them home. Father, we will lead them home.
So, Count Cost, brothers and sisters, this is not an invitation to an easy life. For 2,000 years, thousands and thousands of missionaries, the unnamed, no biographies written about them, just unnamed people of whom the world is not worthy, have counted this cost and put their lives at risk and reached the lost with the only message of salvation.
Is a God who's reminding us. And again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, I am sending you."
耶稣对他们说, 愿你们平安, 父怎样差遣了我, 我也照样差遣你们。
May we choose to take every opportunity and privilege that God is giving us to share the good news to others.
愿我们每一个人, 每一个兄弟姐妹, 都可以抓住每一个机会, 来跟每一个人分享福音。
Yes, even in the early church, there were persecution.
是的, 就是在早期的教会的时候, 也是会有逼迫的。
Our Christian brothers and sisters in China, in Middle East, even in the West, there are persecution.
我们在中国的基督徒的兄弟姐妹，在中东的基督徒，甚至在西方的基督徒，同样在教会里都是有逼迫的。
And that should remind us to truly pray for our Christian brothers and sisters and missionaries who have given their life to preach the gospel.
就要提醒我们，让我们时时刻刻都记得为我们在世界各地做宣教的兄弟姐妹来为他们祷告。
And when there's persecution, know that God is in control and He will make things new.
我们也知道在那样的逼迫中的时候，我们的主他也是掌完全的，他会与每一个宣教的兄弟姐妹同在。
I remembered one preacher in MSD where he shared his testimony. He's a pastor in Iran.
他要讲一个见证。
That big church with more than 2,000 members in the church, all missionaries 13 years ago, 15 years ago, were all kicked out from Iran.
是一个很大的一个教会, 是在, 它有超过 2,000人, 然后, Iran.
Iran.
对对对, 然后是在伊朗, 然后他们的宣教士都被赶出来了。
And the same is happening in China. Many missionaries were kicked out recently.
在中国的教会也是同样的, 很多现在在中国的宣教士也被赶出来。
But you know what? They cannot control the Holy Spirit. God is with them, and it's even multiplying Christian in China and even in Iran. It's open.
但是你知道, 就算是在这样的时候, 其实神的圣灵与他们同在, 这样也不会阻挡圣灵的工作, 圣灵的工作依然大大在进行, 虽然有哪里有逼迫, 其实哪里的那个教会的这个信徒的, 或者说教会的, 门徒的那个人数是大大的增加的。
So the church in Iran was closed down by the government.
在伊朗的很多教会, 被政府, 被, 强迫关, 关闭了。
They destroyed their church.
他们把教会, 推, 拆毁了。
And so there was no place to worship.
他们就, 那边的基督徒, 兄弟姐妹, 没有地方来, 敬拜。
So these more than 2,000 members in the church went back to their villages, to the community, to their own hometown.
刚才讲到就是有一个在伊朗的大教会有超过2,000人, 然后他们的宣教士被, 被赶出去, 然后他们的教会被摧毁之后, 他们就回到了他们以前的一个小山村里。
And there they keep on preaching the gospel and make disciples.
在那里他们继续地向别人宣讲福音, 然后来, 培养门徒。
And now Iran is an open country where you can share the gospel.
现在伊朗已经是一个就是, 对基督的福音是开放的一个国家, 在那里你可以和他们分享福音。
God may allow persecution and where Christians suffer, but God is a powerful God to restore and redeem our Christian brothers and sisters.
神允许逼迫的存在。 暂时在逼迫的时候, 他与每一个, 兄弟姐妹们同在的。
And even God multiplies the disciples.
在有逼迫的时候, 其实人数是加倍的增长的。
That's what we do in SIM, serving in mission, that we are more than 4,000 workers in over 70 countries, because we are convinced that no one should live and die without hearing God's good news.
这个是 Cathy姐妹所来自于的这个机构, 它是SIM这个机构, 他们在全世界超过70个国家有 4,000多个宣教士, 因为他们深信, 我们也深信, 没有人, 应该在没有听过福音之前, 就离开人世。
If you're interested in mission, you can talk to me after. We have some display there, or you can serve the Lord short time or full time in mission.
如果你对宣教的工作有感动、有热心, 那么在之后可以来跟Cathy姐妹讨论, 不管是全职的还是, 兼职的, 或者是长期的, 或者短期的, 我们都欢迎你。
Because Jesus cares even for the farthest, for the last, and for the least.
Jesus cares for the...
Jesus Christ cares for the last, the farthest, and the least people, you know, the poorest.
Okay.
And that, but our part is we have to share the gospel and make disciples.
但是对于我们来说, 最重要的事情是来分享我们的见证, 然后来, 培养更多的门徒。
There are some study about converts and disciples, and let us study and evaluate where are we. This is not to condemn us, but it's an evaluation, self-evaluation, wherein where are we now in our Christian life?
下面有一个表格, 然后我们可以来做一个比较, 那么就看一下就是, 就是我在翻译的时候, 我在想把这个 convert 翻译成信徒, 把 disciple 翻译成门徒, 但实际上我想大概讲一下, 就是说, 这个 convert 其实也是, 也是已经基督徒, 就是他已经接受耶稣基督, 他也是一个, 信徒, 就是他已经相信耶稣基督, 他是接受的, 但是呢, 我们通过这样的一个比较, 我们来认真地省察下我们的光景, 看看我们现在是在什么样的一个状态下。
Converts are believers who live like the world.
那么信徒呢，就是说也是相信耶稣基督的，他也是基督徒，但是他比较喜欢世俗的生活。
But disciples are believers who live like Jesus.
门徒是接受耶稣基督为救主，但是是追随耶稣基督的人。
Converts are focused on themselves, their values, their interests, their worry, their fear, priorities, and maintain lifestyle.
信徒呢就比较关心我的光景，我喜欢什么，我的价值观是什么，我比较对什么感兴趣，我担心什么，或者我的生活的这个主要重心在哪里。
The disciples are focused on Jesus.
门徒只关心耶稣基督。
Yes, there may be struggles.But get back up again, because God will make something new.
有的时候我们可能就是门徒可能也会有挣扎的时候，但是我们会很快的把我们的注意力再转回到耶稣基督身上，因为相信耶稣必成新事。
There are challenges, there are frustration, there are disappointment. Get back up, because Jesus will make something new through you.
门徒也会有这样的挣扎，也会有伤心失望，就是忧伤的时候，但是我们会快快的把我们的眼睛转回我们的耶稣基督，因为我们深信我们的主会为我们成就一切。
Converts go to church, but disciples are the church.
信徒就是周日的时候去教会做礼拜，但是门徒就是教会。
Converts are partly and sometimes involved in the mission of Jesus, but disciples are committed to it.
信徒会参与部分的主的工作或者是教会的工作，但是门徒是委身给主，愿意把自己献上为主所用。
For disciples, there's no surrender, no turning back.
门徒是没有后路的。
Converts cheers from sidelines. Disciples are in the game.
信徒呢喜欢在旁边欢呼喝彩，为别人的工作欢呼喝彩。但是门徒是实实在在做主的工作。
Converts hear the word of God, but disciples they live the word of God.
信徒常常可以听见神的话语，但是门徒会活出神的话语。
Converts follow the rules.But disciples follow Jesus.
信徒很喜欢循规蹈矩，会遵循这个世界上一切的这个规矩，成为一个好人。但是门徒是跟随耶稣基督的人。
Converts are all about believing, but disciples are all about being.
信徒常常只停留在信的阶段，他只是说我相信了，但是他去做的很少。但是门徒却是切实的可以活出主的生命。
You see a transformation, and the fruit of spirit is very evident.
你从圣灵结的果子就可以看见这个人的生命在哪里。
Converts are comfortable and always look for comfort, but disciples make sacrifices.
信徒总是安于现状，也比较喜欢过安逸的生活，但是门徒愿意献生活祭为主所用。
Converts simply talk and complain. Why is that? You know?The center of their life is them, but disciples make more disciples.
信徒常常是喜欢只说不做，或者喜欢抱怨，或者说为什么是这样子，只关心自己。但是门徒可以产生更多的门徒。
So a disciple is someone who is wholeheartedly follows the life and example of Jesus.
所以门徒是跟随主的人。
Who makes God's mission?Their mission.
门徒愿意把主的使命当作自己的使命。
A disciple is someone who desperately seek to be like Jesus.
门徒是对耶稣基督会大发热心，希望自己能够成为耶稣基督那样的人。
And a disciple is someone who is fully and completely committed to the cause of Christ and not give up.
门徒会热切地为主做工，然后明白福音，然后愿意为主献上。
A disciple is someone who finds their entire identity, their purpose and meaning in life is in Jesus.
门徒常常可以门徒非常清楚，我们的一切的希望都在主耶稣那里。
Jesus is the center of their lives.
耶稣基督是门徒的人生的中心。
They are fully committed and not just willing to die with Christ, but they are dedicated to live every day of their life with him.
门徒愿意把自己献上，献身活祭，为主所用，甚至为主牺牲也不害怕。但是最重要的是，他们愿意在切实的在自己的人生中，每一天都能够活出主的荣耀。
Jesus offers us grace and unconditional love. He's a God who never gets tired of loving, understanding, and forgiving us.
耶稣基督，我们的主，他是有恩典、有怜悯的主，他是爱我们的主。
He saves us by grace, and he expects us. You know, God's desire is that we grow from being a convert to become his disciple.
主他拯救我们的恩典的，主。神所拯救我们的是他的恩典，但是他希望我们不要白白停留在只是被拯救的一个状态下，他希望我们可以就是在拯救之后我们可以活出他的生命来。
Jesus is expecting us, waiting for us to be not just believer but a follower of Christ.
主耶稣希望我们不仅仅是成为相信他的那一个人，而是可以成为跟随他的那一个人。
One who is willing to make sacrificesFor him and with him.
是一个可以愿意和他一样牺牲的人，也是为他牺牲的人。
God has called us and has given us a gift differently.
神呼召我们，他给我们每个人都不同的恩赐。
And each one of us is given that gift, and we can use that gift, the talent, educational background that we have, experiences, good or bad, to serve the Lord.
我们每个人都可以把神给我们的恩赐和我们给我们的恩典，每个人都是不一样的，把这样的恩赐放在神的手里，然后为神所使用。
Some are called to be pastor and teacher like me.
有的人可以被神呼召成为牧师或者是宣教士。
Some has called to care for the sick and feed the hungry.
有些人可以就是被神所呼召来寻找失丧的人。
Whatever ministry God calls you,It is valuable and it is important in advancing the kingdom of God.
不管神所对你的呼召是什么样子的，我们都是在神的主，是在主的手里的工的一部分，都是天国最重要，都是天国重要的一部分。
And in everything we do, let's do it with love and in the name of Christ.
不管我们做什么，我们都是以爱的名义来做。以耶稣基督的名来做。
As we choose to be God's disciple, God's promise.
我们选择成为主的门徒，这是神对我们的应许。
And surely, definitely, I am with you always to the very end of the age.
主说，我就常与你们同在，肯定的，常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
What does the presence of God mean to you?
神与你同在，对你来说意味着什么呢？
God's presence is everything. If God is with you, then nothing and nobody can be against you.
神的同在是每时每刻在我们生命中无时不在的。如果上帝与你同在，那你们就什么也不觉害怕。
As God is calling us to take a step of faith and follow Him,
神呼召我们更往前走一步来跟随他。
God said, I will bless those who bless you.
神说我会保守那些保守你的人。
And curse those who curse you.
诅咒那些诅咒你的人。
The presence of God, there is peace, there is joy, there is fulfillment, there is satisfaction in life that this world can never.Ever give us.
神与我们同在，他会赐给我们平安和喜乐，而这平安和喜乐也不是其他人可以夺走的。
With the presence of God, whatever trouble, challenges, struggles that you may experience, you can victoriously overcome because God is with you.
当神与我们同在的时候，我们一切的痛苦、我们的挣扎、我们的困难都显得。不关紧要，因为神与我们同在。
In the book of Mark, Luke, and Matthew, this one. Yes, Jesus replied to his disciples, and I assure you, again, Jesus is assuring his disciples that everyone who has given up house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or property for my sake and for the good news
在这个几个福音书，马可福音还有路加福音里面都有提到，他说人为我和福音撇下房屋、弟兄姐妹、父母儿女、田地的。
Will receive now in return 100 times as many houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and property, along with persecution, and in the world to come, that person will have eternal life.
啊，神应许我们刚才说没有啊那些就不在今世得百倍，就是房屋、弟兄姐妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
So what Jesus knows that when we call.That him, when he calls us, we have some argument or condition. But God, when God the Father sent Jesus, he just willingly came to save us from birth to death. But us, we have condition. Yes, God, I will come, I will go, but you have to do this, 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 this to me. Yeah? You have long list, right?And Jesus understands that. God understands our care, our concern, our worries. And this is the verses that God is assuring each one of us that if we just learn to obey and follow Him committedly, God will take care of our concern. God will take care of our parents. God will take care of our children. But we believe in mission. It's a family thing. But God is calling each one of us. So let us take that opportunity that God is giving us in this world.A life and a hope that we can share to others.
当我们想到要去跟随主的时候，我们常常有的时候会跟主来讨价还价，就是说，你看我跟你了，我跟随你了，那么你得照顾我的父母啊、孩子呀、家庭啊，很多很多的事情。然后有的时候我们有的时候不愿意把自己献上，其实也是有很多很多其他的这种考虑。其实神他都知道你的。一切的所求所想，他也并非不明白或者说是不理解，所以这个就是说在这样的一个经文里面，神所应许我们就是说，当我们把自己献上的时候，其实他也会照顾我们的家庭，照顾我们的孩子，我们其实这些一切的事情神他都知道，他都必保守。
Question: Will you join God in His global mission? Will you allow Him to make a difference in your life and be His disciple?
那么问题就是，那么你愿意加入到神的大计划里面吗？愿意成为他的一个宣教的工人吗？
Then let us go and make disciples, knowing, teaching them to obey everything that God has commanded them, baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, and God's promise that God is with you till the end of the age.
那么就让我们去使万民做主的门徒，凡我所教导的就都让他们遵行啊，奉圣父圣灵圣子的名为他们施洗，那么神的应许就是他会必与我们同在直到世界的末了。
And if you want God to bless and make a difference in your life, I want you to stand on your feet and we will pray for you.
如果你希望你可以让神来就是如果你希望可以跟随主，那么可以，你可以站起来，我们可以为你祷告。
You want to make use of this opportunity, this life, this chance that God is giving you to be His followers, not just believers.
如果你希望就在这样的一个机会里面，你愿意把自己献上给主，然后说主啊，我愿意把我的生命献上，让你来改变我，你重新可以过一个不一样的生命，那么你可以站起来。
I invite them, people, everyone.To stand with me and let us pray.
好，下面请大家一起站立，我们一起祷告。
Father God, we thank you for reminding us that you have called us not just convert, but to be your disciple. God, we thank you for reminding us that the good news is in our hands and empower us, Holy Spirit, to become a doer of your word, to become a true follower of Christ and not just believers.God, we ask you to empower each one of us. Anoint us, O God. Give us that boldness and courage and wisdom and guidance, God, to do the things you want us to do. So I declare your blessing, your anointing be upon my dear brothers and sisters who are here. And God, I ask you, Father God, to make that difference in our life, that may our life truly be an inspiration, encouragement to the people around us. And Father,May your name be blessed, be honored, and be glorified through this life that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你在这样的今天在今天的日子让我们听到你的消息。主啊，你的声音一直没有改变，几千年以来你都招呼我们成为你的门徒。主啊，愿我们在这个时候我们再一次的让我们回想到当初我们认识你的样子。主啊，不管我们今天的生命是什么样的光景，主啊，愿你的圣灵来带领我们，让我们再一次的我们的心可以被你的爱来挑热火热起来。主啊，愿我们每一个来到你面前的人都愿意把我们的生命献上。主啊，我们都愿意成为跟随你的门徒。主啊，帮助我们，让我们可以成长起来，让我们不是像一个吃奶的婴孩一样。主啊，我们都可以让我们的生命在你的手里都可以被使用。主啊，我们愿意成为顺命的儿女。主啊，我们也知道你的大使命是要到更多的没有听到道的地方去做你的门徒，去把这样的福音给更多的人分享。主啊，这样的托付你已经给了我们。主啊，让你在我们的心里面有沉重的负担，让我们在任何的时候都愿意加入到你的大使命里面。主啊，我们知道，主啊，我们知道你的圣灵的应许必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。就愿我们每一个听到福音的人都可以切切实实的跟更多的人分享福音，让更多的人生命都可以得救。主啊，我们唯愿你再来的日子的时候，我们每一个人都不至于羞愧。主啊，我们都希望到那个时候我们都可以成为忠心又良善的仆人。主啊，可以跟你得享天国的荣耀。谢谢主听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。
Thank you and God bless you。
谢谢，请大家请坐。